Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Now, if you're new to Radio Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. Radio Thrift Shop is always a DIY homegrown production. It's all about music and discovery. There's no agenda, no genre, just freeform music that I enjoy sharing with you. As of Radio Thrift Shop program number 600, I'm taking a break from the Thrift Shop to work on other projects, and this is program 599. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. Well, hello and welcome to the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight here on WSCS 90.9 FM and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm going to do something I haven't done for quite some time here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to have a featured LP. We're going to hear most, but not all, of an album called Dune by David Matthews. Now, this album was released in 1977 on the CTI record label, and it is very much inspired by Frank Herbert's novel Dune. The problem is that they never secured the authorization or the rights to use Frank Herbert's Dune as the thematic centerpiece for the album. Herbert filed a lawsuit against the record company and won, and so they deleted the album from its catalog. It was never reissued in the United States, although a CD issue came out in Japan in 1994. This album is, to say the least, an amazing, amazing record, and features just a who's who of tremendous musicians, including David Sanborn on alto sax, Eric Gale on guitar, Mark Egan on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, Dave Tofani on flute, Cliff Carter on keyboards, and just an amazing group of musicians. So without further ado, here's the featured album on the Radio Thrift Shop, David Matthews and Dune. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ground control to Major Tom. You really made the day. And
The 1977 album Dune by David Matthews. Released on CTI Records, we heard the tracks Arrakis, Sandworms, Song of the Bene Gesserit and Muad'Dib, Space Oddity, and Silent Running. Now, I definitely left off the last two tracks of the album because I'm not a Star Wars fan, and the last two tracks are Princess Leia's theme and the main theme from Star Wars. They don't even seem like they belong on the same album. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
This is Bird Note. Purple martins are a kind of swallow. In the pre-colonial U.S., they would nest in abandoned woodpecker holes. Or in the southeast, on the lands of the Cherokee, Chickasaw, and Choctaw, in dried gourds hung up by Native Americans. This relationship might have developed because purple martins defend their turf, says Kelly Applegate, a tribal member and commissioner of natural resources for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe.
Tribes would harvest berries that needed to dry, drying meats or hides that would attract predators. The Native Americans found that if they had this purple martin colony, because they're defensive of their nesting area, they would drive off those things that would come in and try to steal the community's goods.
White settlers copied the practice and put up gourds and birdhouses too. But they also cleared forests where martins once nested and introduced house sparrows and starlings that drove them out of woodpecker holes. Purple martins now depend almost entirely on artificial nest boxes to survive. Kelly is encouraging people to provide homes for purple martins.
My goal is, you know, to see these birds survive. As a tribal member, we try to plan for our next 7 generations to come. And I would enjoy nothing more than to know that this species will be around for our future generations to enjoy the way I do.
Learn more about purple martin conservation on the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tanaja Hamilton.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classical WSCS.org.
Thank you. Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. HMS Challenger set sail from England to study the world's oceans on December 7, 1872. Its accomplishments were so massive that it took 23 years and 30,000 pages to publish them all. Yet the job isn't finished even now. Scientists look at its results to teach us how the oceans have changed in the 150 years since it headed out to sea. The expedition was organized by Britain's Royal Society. A few small expeditions had probed some of the ocean, but the Challenger expedition was by far the most ambitious to date. It was designed to study the oceans around the entire world. It's considered the beginning of modern oceanographic exploration. Challenger was a Royal Navy sailing vessel outfitted for science. Most of its guns were taken out, and labs were set up below decks for its half-dozen scientists. The expedition crossed all the major oceans except the Indian. The scientists measured currents, water temperatures, and ocean depths, and discovered the deepest feature of all, the Challenger Deep. They dredged sediments from the bottom and cataloged 4,700 previously unknown species of marine life. Challenger logged almost 80,000 miles before returning to England in 1876. Experts then began studying its records and samples, which are still available today. In fact, they're helping scientists understand our changing climate and its impact on the deep ocean. One more challenge for this pioneering expedition. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
sunshine when she's gone. There is not warm when she's away. It ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. In a time she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gonna stay. It ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. In a time she goes away. I know. Hell, I'll leave a young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
The band Spectrum with Ain't No Sunshine. Before that, the one and only Henry Mancini with The Windmills of Your Mind. And way back, we heard Charles Eland with More Today Than Yesterday. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm doing more radio today than yesterday here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Going to take a hiatus, and then I'll be back on the airwaves. But there will be Radio Thrift Shop broadcast every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. from our archive of almost 600 shows. Yeah, and I'll be back sometime in 2023, probably sooner than you or I think. Until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.